wet pants. Again. Are soaked. Gonna have to take them off. I think moonroofs are the ones that open all the way, and sunroofs are the ones that only peek up a little bit. I think that's how it works. Too many cars right here. This is already off to a great fucking start.
Eastern Europe, everybody's doing contortion gymnastics because there's no human rights law, so all the kids have to get into Cirque du Soleil. And then, here's China.
some slashed and torn.
Like, gentlemen. Welcome to Bespin. Bounce on my best friend. Prisoner of Azkaban. He's just another rapper, man. There's so many rappers, man. Send him on to Pakistan. For a grand ransom, he don't pay decapitate. I'm just in there, that white folks fair that. Nick Bird, chunk off. Nigga, get your head lost. Turn into a volleyball. Yeah, nigga, what? I'm from America. I wear Nikes. Y'all from over there. Y'all make Nikes. I'm from America. Nigga, run the bomb. Y'all from over there, man. Y'all just get bombed. Word is bomb like Saddam. Sipping tea up in a spider hole. Listening to Thug Paradise on his radio. Pumping in the barrio. Being at your party. So pack a rat, Kelly, man. That nigga's up in video. So at the club, I'm killing it. Drunk talking mega shit. White, I got a little bit. I dip the key, I'm sniffing it. Half a pint, I'm sipping it. I finish it now. Witnesses pimping ass. Permission, I put up in the paragraph. I make the part and make the art. Why from that of y'all? Bitches in my shopping cart. My whoops up in the parking lot. You lock, unlock. Pedal down to Philly, yeah. Where we don't lean back. Trust you never see that. Bitch. Those plastic little dudes. We're not hip hop. We make bro pop. Sounds like Korean dance pop. Made for a video game that you never even heard of. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plastic little. Nobody's child. John Thousand, pack of rats, and Michael Squid.
MC Ren up in this motherfucker.
Wessel.
Ready?
I made a... I'm pretty sure I'm not going to make any changes to it. There's some stuff I could change. But I made a Super Mario Maker level, and I'm having a pretty hard time beating it. Probably the hardest time I've had beating a level. A level that I made, anyway. I mean, it's not to say it's the hardest level ever or anything crazy like that. But I fucking... Oh. I really want to beat it without making any more changes. I softened one part of it because it was just making me insane. And, I mean, the thing that I changed took some randomness out of it. That's all. Like, sometimes you would just... There's a part of the level with a Bowser in it, and if the fire just went a certain way, you were just fucked. It's like, oh, well, you're not gonna do this. The randomness was too much. Besides, there's plenty of that later in the level. I was also thinking about taking out the check. I put in two checkpoints. Because, you know, I'm not a hard guy or nothing, you know, so I'm trying to, you know, be helpful to people. But, I don't know, maybe I take those out. To compensate for where it got soft, because I mean, I'll have to beat it without, you know, dying anyway to upload it. They make you do that, so it's not like I get to, I don't really benefit from the checkpoints when I'm uploading the level, so. Parts of the level are deliberately slow to force you to fucking, it's not like super difficult, like this is an unpleasant level. Like jumps are just such that it's like not, there's no flow. It's every little bit is like, oh, you gotta stop and deal with this. You gotta stop and deal with this. Just... But I put in checkpoints in levels like that because I figure, you know, there are some things that someone should be able to finish and go like, man, thank God I'll never have to do that again. Nigga, I'm a pharaoh with double barrels, goosebumps, arrows. When I shoot these arrows at your Camaros, rolling down Melrose, still down with Elkos to the fucking cell close. Nigga, don't test me, you're gonna fail those. They should arrest me, blow like Dizzy Gillespie. I don't aim where your best be. Bang. I'm too hot to stop, walking up with 2 clocks, way more than 2 shots, that'll make your room drop. House shoes, blue top, money like I move rocks. This a world future. Ain't no bitch moonwalk, old coupon, buy this old school new shot. Jean niggas still keep my weed in a shoebox. Dipping rolling through blocks, dipping while the coupons. Eating chicken dinners and my cutoffs and 2 socks. Play my shit, a lot of DJs, they do not. Cause me and bitch niggas don't mix like 2 cocks. School knocks with them pocket rockets that don't shoot dots. Have the skull on the news looking like goulash. When they ask who to talk, don't let your nuts as goulash. Eat your ass up like a pack of barracudas. Put the barrel to ya, like we never knew ya. Send a medal to ya, from
mom shoot ties.
I know Pato's and they get pop loads. Niggas that flip mode, chicken then Bosco's. Squatting down the block low, hop in the hot fold. And I can spot foes when they not in cop clothes. Squabble with the combos. Melee got those. Crates and caves, box loads like they came from Costco.
I was actually going to try to live stream a little bit of that game from my desk today. I brought it all in. But that laptop will not maintain even 30 frames a second. Let alone, I was trying to spit out, first I was trying to spit out 1080 30 and it was like, no. And I was like, well, how about 720 60? And it was like, we can't, that's hard. No. I was like, okay, 720 30. And it just, it could not keep up. It could not push that out of that laptop. So, so I gave up on that. We recorded a quick look today in the Quick Look Fort. A picture of that, I think I posted it on Instagram. Why did I just get over? Why did I just get in this lane? This is not the lane I'm in. This is not the lane. I'm never in this lane. Get back out of this lane. Get in the middle lane. No left turns. No people trying to turn left from this lane.
Down, down, why?
already know what you're trying to say here. Yeah, the only thing you do, bitch, is just go to work, handle my business, get my money, don't give me no problem, everything gonna be all right. Because it ain't easy, man. It may look glamour-like to you, because you're doing it right. Snake skin down to the floor, you dig? Patent shoes to match, diamonds on the fingers and watches on arms. I'm telling you, it might look easy.
Pimple CEO, be my hero, making matters. I'm that Nicky Roll, making it like Itchy Roll. Ain't loud ass bitchy hoe. Go to GZL, fucking with them females. I write nigga email. Way that bitch I had to sell that pussy for a decade. And that's too much for the brainy one. I'm on a daily with the system. Bitch, break yourself. If they got Skrilla, then I'm Gorilla. If they figure, I'm a killer, cause I'm a nigga. Your prostitutes wear high heel boots. My prostitutes wear three-piece suits. Count your money, nigga.
Get the system, cause the game is frozen. Everyone listen to what we're proposing. With the quickness, we'll trick the system. Skills that will impress and make these ladies.
Count your money, nigga.
Home racing, cause our game is stronger. Taking over. On top of the world, they'll never take us under.
Bitch, I'm a pimp. Mac Daddy looking for the dollar. In that 13, I drove a 6-4 Impala. Gangsta, young motherfucker full of ism. Always dick him, I don't kiss him, twist him, dip in the system. So VPs and presidents, wherever you are, just cut a fucking check and I can bring you a star. Then we up on the deal, make him throw in a car. I got a young lawyer, bitch, she just passed the bar. See, I'm a pure red pimp, but I told my guy, young homie, pussy, don't pay you like EMI. Mac, find the hoe, then sign the hoe. Then put the bitch out and steady grind the hoe. Hit the radio jack and then just like that.
Outside the South Central area, few care.
Strong now.
must I resist? I don't burn, so don't you dare rip. I step through me, I'm strong, I'm black, I'm proud. I'm for the bitch who rain down. Life in the city. Yeah. Hey.
On the
just got
radio.
Me feeling so jaded, cause if your accomplishments are never acknowledged, have you really made it? I'm too conscious of being public faded, so I do it behind closed doors like a bribe persuasion. They say if you rap, what will you talk about? To the amazement, I got it, baby. So look who's talking now, hitting every wave like I'm trying to drown with these women I see through all this pussy nigga ultrasound. I was 21, my peers said I'd be a cokehead. I prefer Pepsi products, nigga, Mountain Dew, Code Red. I'm like, I got too much ambition to be a red nose. That statement was ruled off the fact that only God knows. Really? I'm the only person sound enough to pull a Eddie Murphy. These other niggas just ain't fucking worthy. You heard me? Bars.
We got the next guest knocking outside the motherfucking door. Don't go nowhere.
Yep.
Safari, I want to thank you for coming through.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Jay Farrell, thank you for creeping up in the motherfucking
room. Hey, man, no doubt. Y'all family, man. You already know, man. Love y'all.
Safari, what's the name of that project again?
It Is What It Is, Volume 2. Check that shit out. It's on Instagram, DatPiv. Hit me up on Instagram, iTunes.
Your mixtape is not Safari. On Instagram.
I just Safari.
And what joint we want to go out to?
Let's go out to Shade Room. I'm feeling grimy. Oh, Shade Room.
That gotta be grimy.
Yeah, that's me and Philly Swing.
Let's go. Shade 45.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The Drama Genius is a building. cockers on the snow, cockers on low. Cops is on patrol, still cocking on my soul. Shorty clocking my rose gold, the drop is on the road. I'm a profit off these hoes and sit on top of the road. And you know, spray it down, make it down for the gutter. You homie, use a clam.
Oh no.
Get the stubborn.
Why? Why would there be traffic here?
When it go down, stick me the full pound with the rubber. Carry ladies, genetics. Get at your lady and set it. Spit out my babies and dead it. Suckers raised and regret it. But can this blaze, you can rent it. Your life is playing the credit. It's just the grave where you're headed. No games, lean on the chumps. Feeling in the trunk. Pocket bumpers, of course. Like a team in the trunk. Get them bust, slump, slump. From effort, it beams on the pumps. Half a dime, pieces wet. Dreaming, we steaming the guns. Live by the cold or you die by it. Pressure bust pipes for the sloth wires. Certified, you can't deny it. I see the fear in your eyes and you can't hide it. Live by the code or you die by it. Cut your bus pipes for the stars fires. You're certified, you can't deny it. I see the fear in your eyes and you can't hide it. Edge of a sanity, hard on my sleeve. Zero tolerance for the obvious. Big guns like Optimus Glass. To live prosperous, five pussies for poppin' shit. These little homies, their whole style is counterfeit. Calculating the currency, little niggas don't worry that. Diamonds in the recipes, murder music, my specialty. Chefing up the recipe, ain't controlling my destiny. No worries, no judges, no jury. No parole, living life on the daily. Sat around table, strategized to take over. The win's over, they can't compete, they face the beat. White sheets, hearses, submitted rest in peace. Or pieces, how to shake off these. They deep in the lot, so let them lie. Under the bleach, you see the shells fly. It's hotter than Hell's Kitchen. Unlimited ammunition, only sent up, missing lie. Live by the cold or you die by it. Pressure bust pipes, motor stars, riders. You're certified, you can't deny it. I see the thing in your eyes and you can't hide it. Live by the cold or you die by it. Pressure bust pipes, motor stars, riders. You're certified, you can't deny it. I see the thing in your eyes and you can't hide it.
It's funny how people act when you glow gone. When shit start to fall like a slow storm and all the
yeah, like a laser. Like it's fat, they ain't label.
The more I'm the soloist, the sole controller. Rock him, get stronger as I get older. Constant evolution, cause expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. Recording on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them out? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold, just cause I rock gold. Rock cameras on the mic, and you know I got soul.
Don't lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me. 8,000 for the rodeo.
Here they come. Start a little bit.
Leo reaches and ropes the right horn, and the rope pops off, and they'll, excuse me, Clay Tryon, and the rope pops off, and they'll take it no time. Wow.
It's not the year we're used to seeing these two that have been so dominant.
Highlight. Visit SiriusXM.com. We look forward to having you back when this channel returns to the air.
Thank you.
you by 19. 7:45 to go here.
Traffic and weather, less than 4 minutes from right now.
SiriusXM presents.
52 degrees in Miami. This.
While we sit back and hope that.
Yeah. I feel like our leadership is just obviously not leading and they're paralyzed. Troy, thank you so much for the call and thank you for joining us listening to the David Webb Show. Appreciate it. Steve in Tennessee, I'm trying to get to everybody here. Steve, welcome. You're on the David Webb Show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, not bad. I was just going to comment a little bit about the gun situation that's kind of going on and Trump. I think Trump will win, and I think he's a numbers guy, and I think he looks at the hundreds of thousands of gun sales that kind of went up. And
yeah.
If you can get someone to get off their sofa, spend about between $500 and $1,000, get the firearm, get your license, you're probably the type of person who is also going to get up and vote if you feel the need to. So he just swooped up a couple hundred thousand votes, in my opinion, Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty common sense. You know, a lot of people have the same anxiety if all these refugees are going to come over here. You may need to arm yourself. I've sold firearms that I owned in the past. But I think a lot of people are really kind of, really worried about it. And Trump really pushes that point, And you either have the option to continue to buy firearms. What are we going to do? Every person's going to have one because, if everyone else has one, you feel like you need to get one.
What?
I know people. Wait, here's the thing. I know people who feel the opposite. They lecture people who are gun owners. You're living in fear. You're giving into fear. And I said, wait a minute. There's a difference between being fearful and being prepared. There's a huge difference. And listen, how long did they say it took for the cops to get, and again, if I'm wrong, tell me, but I thought they said something like it took 15 to 20 minutes for the cops to get to the office party in San Bernardino where those two people were shooting everything up. 15 to 20 minutes? That's a long time when somebody's shooting at you.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to have one if they're going to bring refugees. So, I mean, Trump has a more peaceful
Pretty logical conclusion there.
Let's not worry about it. Let's just put it on pause because right now people are really freaking out, and those are the people who are going to vote for Trump. So the further they push Trump in the hole, the further he gets more votes. Every time someone goes out and buys a handgun, I think they're going to look for Trump to support him, because they're kind of on the same page with owning a firearm and also, what Trump has to say about it. So
yeah, that's an excellent point.
Yeah,
that's a really good point. And because Obama, every time he speaks, gun sales go through the ceiling. There are some gun companies who probably should give him. I wonder if he's invested in them. Give them a gun. We gotta run, Steve.
Know.
Thanks so much for the call, and thank you for listening to the David Webb Show. Okay, coming up, we're gonna speak to Juliana Tamborizi, the head of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council, and we are also going to be joined by Russ Reed as well to talk about what is happening with our. And he's from the Daily Caller. With Christian refugees, what's happening to the Christians? There are still about 5 of them left in the Middle East, and we're going to talk about them because no one is talking about them. So that is coming up on the David Webb Show on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125.
This is the David Webb Show. David.
It's like we're inside a Grand Theft Auto game. It finally fucking happened all the way.
I will continue to do that. I know how to find common ground.
Why?
I know how to stand my ground.
Why?
And I think that is how we need to go at it.
Fighting lies like this. SiriusXM Patriot 125.
Attention investors, what if you could purchase cheap empty lots next to $750,000 townhomes in top city neighborhoods? And what if you could use 100% financing and minimal cash down to build these lots with expert project managers guaranteeing every detail? And what if your 100% new construction property sold for $150,000 more than your total cost? If you don't want to sell, your buildings include guaranteed tenants contracted long-term to provide monthly positive cash flow and pay down principal. Now, if you had 10 or 20 of these managed, rented, super equity townhomes with minimal cash required and guaranteed tenants paying off your investments instead of you, do you know what that's called? It's called being the landlord. Stop losing your real estate fortune today and lock in the country's only 100% satisfaction guaranteed investment real estate now. Call 201-210-2727. Visit NRIA.net.
Individual results.
Sounds legit.
There's no guarantee the past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift? Give the SEMA Magic Frame, the connected photo frame that displays pictures you send from any phone or computer. Just snap and send. Don't let life's moments get lost on your phone, in Facebook, or Instagram. Let Magic Frame put them into your parents' life. It's more than a picture frame. It automatically displays fresh pictures right on their kitchen counter. It's a gift that delivers happiness all year long. Order a Magic Frame for the best Christmas morning ever. Visit MagicFrame.com.
I'm Nick Stobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that can save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy.
It is crazy, and it is, the way to look at it, on more of a micro level, I guess, rather than the presidential, is to see what happened to the house.
God, I want to listen to more calls from this fucking station, but
you're probably paying too much.
It's too depressing.
Call 1-800-335-8100. That's 1-800-335-8100. 1-800-335-8100. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/promotion. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
The David Webb Show, a gathering place for patriots. 866-957-2874.
Oh, man. And welcome back. Here on the East Coast, it is 10:43.
A gathering place for patriots.
David Webb. David's back with you tomorrow. Joining us right now is Russ Reed. Russ is a national security and foreign policy reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation, where he covers the Middle East and counterterrorism.
That's not a real thing.
You can follow Russ on, I love this, Russ Can Read. I think that's hilarious. And Juliana Tamarese, who is head of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. Now, I wanted to talk to them for two reasons, because they're both, Russ has a really good piece in the Daily Caller titled Christianity in the Middle East on the Verge of Extinction. And in this, he talks about Juliana and her work with the Iraqi Christian Relief Council. And also recently, our government, I don't know if you know this, you probably don't, because it didn't get any play in the mainstream media. Todd Starnes was reporting on it at Fox, and I got to interview Todd about this. Our government deported over 20 Iraqi Christians 2 weeks ago, about a month ago now, because they came across the border illegally. They had, a lot of them had family here, just like so many other illegals. And they incarcerated them and deported them. Yet we are looking to fly Muslim refugees here. So why the difference? So that's, Russ and Juliana,
well,
welcome
why
to
the difference?
David Webb Show. Good evening.
If you can't fucking understand the difference between...
The number, I was shocked at the numbers in this article of Iraqi Christians known as Syrian Christians and the Iranian, I think, or the Chaldean Christians, I believe. But their numbers are being decimated. Their numbers, they're down to, I think you're reporting 300,000, where at one point they were 1.6 million in 2003. They're down to 300,000, and they are being targeted because of their religion.
And yet our government refuses to call this a genocide. And I know Kirsten Powers wrote a piece that urging John Kerry to call this a genocide. Well, my question to you is, why isn't our government calling this genocide when clearly it is? And why are we not bringing the Christian refugees here? What's going on?
Well, if I may take a stab at this, no pun intended, really. But thank you, Mary, for this opportunity. The Christians of Iraq, better known as the Assyrians, also Chaldeans and Syriacs, they were 1.6 million prior to 2003. The Al-Qaeda started its persecution of Christians back then in 2003 and 2004, and this is why the numbers have been dwindled down to 300,000. 1.3 million have been displaced in the region, have been killed or kidnapped. And the reason the government, I believe, is not bringing Christians here is because this administration really is not friendly to the Christian cause. This is not only a Christian genocide, it's not only a religious genocide, it's an ethnic genocide. Mary, our people, our history is over 6,700 years. We are the same Ninevites that Jonah preached to 4,000 or 5,000 years ago in the Old Testament. And we are being really disseminated from the face of this earth, as you saw in February of 2015 of this year. ISIS really destroyed the Mosul Museum and other things, other cities, and they're trying to erase us, not only religiously, but ethnically as well.
And so why do we hear nothing about this? I keep trying to talk about this whenever I'm on a show. Like I said, at Fox, I had Todd Starnes on to talk about. Why is no one talking about this?
Well, Mary, I could probably, as a journalist myself, I'm a member of the media, probably give you a good explanation as to why that is. We have not heard about this story.
Gonna blow the lid off of this.
We heard some rumblings about it when the Yazidis were being attacked on Mount Sinjar last year.
Yep.
But we did not hear anything since. And actually, this is one reason why I wanted to pursue this story so much, because I thought to myself, it's coming up to Christmas time now. It's been well over a year since we've heard anything on this. Why is this not coming up? It was so funny when I interviewed Juliana. I didn't even know this, but three Christians were executed on video by ISIS, and this happened a month ago. I heard nothing of it. I'm a member of the media. I have sources. I can talk to these people all the time. The only thing in my mind that can explain this from a journalistic point of view, from being in the business, is because either A, the editors at certain organizations don't think it's going to play well for their numbers, or B, apathy. I see no other explanation for it, because it to me it's shocking. And as a young aspiring journalist, I found this to be shocking, because it's almost like saying and denying that the Jews were being killed during the Holocaust 70 plus years ago.
So as a journalist, you're appearing on another show alongside your source to advocate for this story. That's what journalists do, right?
He doesn't. I don't believe that Obama comes off very Christian, and I think he likes to lecture us as Americans about, as I've talked about earlier in the show, about how we're, you know, his speech about the attacks on Sunday, and the speech he gave, he spent 8% talking about the horrors of ISIS and the attack, you know, what we're going to do, but then the rest of the time he spent lecturing us about how we should treat Muslims. You'd never hear him talk about the people who are other people who are being decimated in the Middle East. You don't hear him talk about the victims. And I think that that's by design. I don't think Obama, I'm sorry, I may be wrong, I just don't think he cares all that much.
I believe so. Go ahead. I think what we see in this administration, Mary, is that there is a certain insulation. And what I mean by that is that there are people who are operating in the Obama administration who are essentially sycophantic, and they are
sycophantic,
buying the line that they are being told, and they're not actually reading what the rest of the world is thinking or what a lot of the American people are believing.
And when you engage in that kind of stovepipe mentality, it's very easy to ignore massive genocide. It's very easy to see a Holocaust occur before your eyes and think nothing of it, because everyone already agrees with the point of view from the very beginning. It really is a sad thing when the advisors to the highest office are not actually doing their jobs.
And we are watching this Holocaust unfold in front of our eyes. What is greatly missing in the media?
Okay.
The channel returns to the air.
Secret way in the dead of
all night. I can handle.
It was fascinating. And at that time, it was, then we went to Afghanistan. And at that time, Afghanistan was the success story.
Mm-hmm.
And
we recycle.
It's one of the...
Burning Katra?
If burn... So, go back to 2008. Everyone thought Hillary had it. And she didn't do much of a ground game. She's changed that this year. She's got a much stronger field game out there. But Bernie's energizing young people. And that's what Obama did. Back in 2008, all these young people showed up. They'd never caucused before. You know, they filled these places. People were running out of forms. It was insane.
He was so brand new. Yeah. And he was so good at talking. And Hillary is, yeah. We know her. She's doing fine at talking and everything, but it's just people already have decided, whereas it's like a new toy, a new person comes to the scene, and people are, I mean, there's that, but what are liberal Democrats or Democrats in Iowa like? What are their interests or their values? Again, that's a ridiculous question to ask anybody about a state's political party's values, but I mean, if you had to, for the sake of this conversation, put them in a box.
It's the social justice. It's income inequality. It's some of the bigger issues that we've been kicking down the road for a long time. Yeah.
What do you got for minorities out there? And are they all in the cities?
Predominantly in the cities, yeah. The rural areas are basically old and white.
Because the whole idea of, you know, a black guy winning in Iowa was always, it was a great joke for my stand-up act. I'm like, when I did not think Obama could win until he won in a state whose license plate is Iowa. It's for white people. I mean, that's obviously a joke and disparaging to someone like you who lives there and welcomes the diversity. But, I mean, it's mostly white. How does
it's a great
governor,
joke, too.
For example, win? What is your state legislature like?
State Democrats control the Senate, Republicans control the House, and we've got a Republican governor.
And
so, but to, you know, this is one of those misnomers. You know, Iowa's not, the people of Iowa are more open-minded than I think they're given credit for. The reason that there wasn't diversity wasn't because people were anti-diverse or racist. It's just there were a lot of minority individuals around, and now that there are more, people have welcomed them with open arms.
How does one win? In Iowa, every year when we're looking at the map on election night, you see the overwhelming evidence they were committed by someone else. I'm not necessarily sure there is overwhelming evidence that the man is innocent or not guilty of the charges. And again, when we go to trial, we're certainly going to present certain facts that we would believe are going to be consistent with this man's guilt. And the defense has a right to present facts and evidence that they believe is consistent with the fact that he may not be guilty.
But sir, do you also accept if this was a miscarriage of justice, then 23 years in jail is something very difficult for a man to take, and every extra day there is very hurtful and harmful to him.
I absolutely agree with that. I am not here to put an innocent man in jail. That is not my job. That is not my responsibility.
You do have the power to release him.
I have the power to release it, but I have to be sure.
Although he admitted in this interview there had been systemic problems in the district attorney's office in the past, Mr. Cannizzaro had been denying that until now. In fact, he blocked millions of dollars of compensation for another man who'd been on death row for 14 years, but who was released when evidence that prosecutors had hidden finally came to light. In Robert Jones' case, he tried and failed to stop the Supreme Court ruling his trial was unfair.
Now let's rip on the guitar for a while.
Time. For complete information on this,
here's to help your business grow. You compare flat.
Dollars per tile, plus free U.S. shipping for a limited time.
That we have left. Let's talk about this pledge. Do you think this, and I only have about 20 seconds left,
sure.
Do you think this, that he would ever run as an independent or a third party?
Oh, I think there's a real possibility. He sent it over the summer to us, and he's saying it again now. There's no doubt about it. He's leaving that option open. I don't think that would help the Republican, whoever the nominee is. I think that would definitely elect Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump knows that. But is he keeping that threat alive? Absolutely. Because remember, a lot of the Republicans right now, whether it's John Kasich or Jeb Bush, they're hinting, yeah, I signed that pledge, whatever. I'm still not supporting Donald Trump, or he's not going to win. So he can make the case, hey, they're backing out too.
Yeah. Appreciate the conversation, Bob Cusack, editor-in-chief of TheHill.com.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. CNN hosts the next Republican presidential debate 1 week from tonight, Tuesday, December 15th. Make sure you join us. We'll be right back.
Pair got together may be a game changer.
This may be the first evidence of a terrorist organization or operative arranging a marriage so that somebody could get in the United States to provide comfort to somebody already radicalized. If that's true, then we have to revisit this program.
Well, and the other...
At our door, I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Soft. Softer. And the world...
Last name in business.
Now, back to Strange Inheritance.
In 2015, Paul Weber is trying to sell his strange inheritance.
Here on street signs, which we'll have to sign off of here, I'm Mark.
This is Matt Lauer. We're live from the Plaza at Rockefeller Center on Sirius XM.
Today's Show Radio.
With Hollywood's biggest stars, like Robert Redford and Reese Witherspoon. Record-breaking music acts.
Both those biggest stars. Robert Redford, Reese Witherspoon.
Then at 1 p.m. Eastern,
that's
four Heisman winners, Tim Brown, Gino Toretta, Archie Griffin, and more. Preview this year's finalists on College Sports Nation, Channel 81, and Saturday afternoon.
Zoya's music in years, featuring an all-star group of collaborators, including Beyonce, Mary Clayton, Tove Lo, and others. You're the Worst, the raunchy yet poignant sitcom about 30-somethings trying to live in love, has had a winning second season, thanks to nuanced storytelling that's unafraid to show characters at their, well, worst. The improbability of love.
Yeah, I think it's the solution is going to take place on an individual basis. You know, each person...
You thought live TV was dangerous. You haven't heard Andy Cohen live.
Hi, Jonathan Groff.
Here's maybe a spoiler alert, is that Tyne Daly is in the Looking movie.
Ooh.
And she plays your love interest. She's...
Thank you, boys. Later.
Thanks for listening to Sternthology. Get connected to The Stern Show every weekday.
O.D. Wear us like a wristwatch on your arm this week.
Hello.
Jim!
Yes?
Jim!
Yeah?
Jim!
Who the fuck is this?
Jim!
Hello?
Jim!
Stop calling this fucking number, asshole!
Wake up!
Fuck you!
Oh, boy.
Let me out, my legs are tired. Beat me up.
Forward to having you back when this channel returns to the air.
All right. Remember what we've learned this evening about the world. I don't know. All right. Everybody have a good night. Good luck.